Having a good time on a Saturday night, Texans late night, no better place to be. Well, maybe a couple, but this is one of them for sure.
Definitely.
Ryan Griffin was good, huh?
He was really good. He was excited about those Mike's pastries.
And he was.
I think it went over better than your original idea.
My original idea was to get him a live lobster, have it shipped in. You know, they do that on planes, you know, when you're flying out of Boston.
You could also just go to HEB and pick
get one.
Like, how would
and we
you
could
know
have said it's a Boston lobster. For all we know, that lobster was captured in Boston. You know what I'm saying?
Or the other idea was the clam chowder, which I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that doesn't keep well. You know, you go to the game, you get sick, it's blamed on us. Probably not a good gift.
No, it's not. So I'm glad you like the Mike's pastries. And you have a little story about Mike's pastries.
Well, I just long time ago, Mike's pastries, you know, painful memories as a young college student. Never mind. We're not going to get into that. But speaking of
after eating all these pastries, though, you're going to need to do your cardio, Mark. And you know what?
Is that good? Is that important?
This week, we asked Craig Fitzgerald, head strength and conditioning coach of the Houston Texans, what his favorite form of cardio is on this week's Fitz Tips.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, you talk about cardio being an important part of your fitness regimen. What's your favorite form of cardio?
Cardio is really misunderstood, and it's an awesome training venue. Cardio is anything that gets your heart rate levels up. So anything at your disposal is good. And I like to really vary it, whether it's just a jog in sunny, hot Houston, which is a great place to jog, or it may be a kettlebell swing for time, maybe med ball slams, a sledgehammer slam into a tire, all things that aren't that expensive that you can get, a sled push, interval sprints, anything to get your hands on. Jumping jacks, jumping rope is great. So about 30 minutes of that, whatever it is, either a circuit or a steady state, great cardio effect.
Good fuel in gives you good energy out. Plan to have healthy snacks like low-fat yogurt.
Cardio is important. I'm learning something every day here.
And he likes like 20 different types of cardio is also what I've learned. So
yeah. He likes to mix it up.
Anything that requires him moving. And he's an energetic guy. So
yeah. Well, that's good for your Saturday night. And this is also good for your Saturday night, especially with another action-packed day of NFL football coming your way. Your fantasy team, are you in the playoffs? Maybe because you haven't been paying enough attention to John Harris. Tune in.
Welcome to FanDuel Formula, everybody, because it's fantasy football playoff time. You need all the information you could possibly use, and I've got it for you right here. How about three players, a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver to add to your roster or make sure you play on FanDuel. We'll start with a guy the city of Houston knows, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, good old Fitzy's been hot in the last couple of weeks. Well, how about riding that hot streak against the Tennessee Titans? They just gave up 5 touchdowns to Blake Bortles and $7,800 on FanDuel. That's pretty good value. Pop over to a running back, speaking of value. Theo Riddick. Who? Theo Riddick. Detroit Lions like to use him in a lot of different ways. $5,500. He is cheap as can be. And I think he's got a good feel on scoring touchdowns for you. Maybe one, maybe two. I don't know. But Riddick's going to give you something, and other people won't know it. You will. Theo Riddick against the St. Louis Rams. And how about a guy we just saw on Sunday? Sammy Watkins, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. Got a game this weekend against Philadelphia. Getting the deep ball. They're getting him back involved in the offense and scoring touchdowns. $7,200. I think you can get Sammy Watkins on the cheap. And sign him off your waiver wire. There you go. HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. If you want to play with us, win a lot of prizes right there. If you play, you win great prizes, as a matter of fact. HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass.
I'm glad there were no Patriots recommended by John Harris.
I was looking for that just for you, because last week there were some Patriots, and I said, don't worry, next week there will be no Patriots.
No Patriots. Cannot have that at all. Hey, you know what you can have? This. How about this? The Texans Cookbook, which is available at the Go Texans store and online at shop.houstontexans.com. Now, this book, wow, I got a close-up of it, was made by who? Players' wives?
It's a compilation of recipes from different people in the building.
Yep.
Bill O'Brien has a few family recipes in there. J.J. Watt's mom's famous chocolatey clear cake. I've heard him talk about this before. That's in there.
Yeah.
So a lot of recipes, and people in this building actually tried a few of them out. And
you know, they could have asked me for my, by the way, it's $25. All proceeds benefit the Houston Texans Foundation. They could have asked me for my my recipe for chips and salsa, which is take the bag of chips, pour it into a bowl, get some salsa, dip into the salsa, and repeat. All right, that's how you do it.
It just won't be the same without that recipe.
It won't be the same.
Maybe next year.
This is a hard bound, but great for the holidays. $25 for the Houston Texans Foundation Texans Cookbook. All right, that's going to do it for the show.
Battle red. Everybody wear red.
Yeah, you know, I could have worn red today, and I didn't. You, not so much.
I'm so little.
Have a great night, everyone. Thanks for watching. Go Texans.